A successful businessman visits Padre Pio seeking help. Padre Pio makes several remarkable predictions that all come true, leaving the businessman in awe of the saint's spiritual gifts. Stay tuned. Welcome back to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. The story I'm about to share is sourced from the book Padre Pio, A Saint Among Us by Renzo Allegri. Within its pages, there is a fascinating testimony by one of Padre Pio's spiritual sons, Agide Finardi, who recounts how he came to meet Padre Pio and the remarkable predictions that came true. Listen to this. Before meeting Padre Pio, Mr. Finardi owned a small car company named Rondine that was based in Corta Maggiore in northern Italy. His swift cars, with a modern look for that time, had become a sensation. In 1946, he presented his cars at the Milan Car Fair, and orders poured in from all over the world. Mr. Finardi was a small industrialist with a promising future. However, he had also sold his cars to someone near San Giovanni Rotondo in Foggia, who never paid him. So one day he decided to collect the debt. During his train journey to Foggia, Mr. Finardi met several people who were on a pilgrimage to visit Padre Pio. They spoke wonders about him, sparking Mr. Finardi's curiosity. You see, at that time, Mr. Finardi's parents were ill, suffering from tumors. Also, he had been married for 4 years but had no children. So he decided to visit the Holy Friar to seek some graces. After setting things straight in Foggia, he made his way to San Giovanni Rotondo. He attended Padre Pio's early morning mass and proceeded to confession. However, before he could speak a word, Padre Pio said, "You confessed yesterday morning." This was true. Mr. Finardi had confessed the day before in Foggia. So he requested to make a general confession. After confessing, Mr. Finardi shared his concerns about his parents and his deep sorrow over his inability to have children. Padre Pio listened compassionately and then responded, "You cannot go against the will of the Lord. Your mother will live for a few more months, your father for a few more years, and you will have a son whom you will name Pio, and you will start all your work from scratch." Mr. Finardi stood up to leave, but Padre Pio stopped him with a question. "Did you forget to give me something?" Indeed, before confession, he had prepared an offering and almost forgot to give it to Padre Pio. Needless to say, these experiences left a lasting impression on Mr. Finardi. When he returned home, he shared these predictions with his wife. And as time passed, they all came true, exactly as Padre Pio had foretold. Mr. Finardi's mother died 3 months later. His father lived for 4 more years, and his wife became pregnant. 9 months later, she gave birth to a son, whom, of course, they named Pio. Due to family complications, following his mother's death, Mr. Finardi was forced to leave his home and close his car business. The fact that Padre Pio had predicted everything left a profound impression on him. He felt that Padre Pio was a mysterious being, both fascinating and intimidating. At that time, Mr. Finardi didn't have much faith. However, given the changes in his life and the challenges he faced, he returned to Padre Pio's presence in search of guidance. Upon arriving, Mr. Finardi signed up for confession, but faced a 3-day wait. Impatience got the better of him. He attempted to jump ahead of others on the waiting list, and he succeeded. Nevertheless, when he knelt in the confessional, Padre Pio ordered in a stern tone, "Go away." But Mr. Finardi didn't want to move. So Padre Pio stood up and said, "If you don't want to go away, then I will." Mr. Finardi finally obeyed and returned to the church, where he was overcome by a fit of crying. He began to reflect. As he looked within himself, he saw his life empty, devoid of ideals, and recognized his mistakes, experiencing immense pain. He remained in that state for 3 days. On the third day, he waited for Padre Pio on the stairs leading down to the sacristy. When he saw him, Mr. Finardi explained that he had to leave, but would do so only if Padre Pio had absolved him and forgiven his behavior. Padre Pio looked at him with tenderness and said softly, "It is easier for the world to do without the Son than for a Christian to do without Mass." Now, Padre Pio wasn't the only saint who emphasized the incredible importance of Mass. Saint John Vianney, a French priest who lived in the 19th century, also reminds us that in the Eucharist we receive something extraordinary. He said, "There is nothing so great as the Eucharist. If God had something more precious, he would have given it to us. And if we really understood the Mass, we would die of joy." Now back to Padre Pio and Mr. Finardi. Then, with a clenched fist, Padre Pio struck Mr. Finardi. Surprisingly, that display of harshness proved beneficial. It awakened Mr. Finardi's soul and made him understand the profound importance of spiritual matters. From that day forward, Mr. Finardi changed his life. He never missed Sunday Mass, and whenever possible, he attended Mass on weekdays as well. Mr. Finardi returned to San Giovanni Rotondo on numerous occasions, sometimes staying for 3 or 4 consecutive weeks. He had learned to pay attention to everything happening around him, realizing that living next to Padre Pio meant living in a world beyond normal rules. For Padre Pio, there were no barriers of space or time. He knew everything. End of story. Thank you for listening. Please do share this video to help our channel grow. And please, give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories or our playlist, Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find a link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.